KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call 784-3678. Well, let's get started here with some high school track and field results. Lots of action last night on a beautiful night here in the Nishna Valley. In the Hawkeye 10 Conference Track and Field Championships last night, it was Atlantic winning the boys' team title with 152 points. Lewis Central with 142.5 was second. Glenwood, 130.5 was third. Harlan fourth with a 102 total. Among the individual wins last night for Atlantic, Chase Mullinex took the 800-meter run. Also, Grant Reed was a champ in the 110 hurdles. Bradley Dennis won the 1,600 meters. Jalen Peterson took the 3,200 meters. Grant Reed also a winner in the 400-meter hurdle event last night for Atlantic. Atlantic also got relay wins in the 4x400 meters and the 4x800 meters. The distance medley relay team also a winner for Atlantic last night. Hawkeye 10 Conference girls meet saw Glenwood win the title with 161 points. Dennison with 123 was second. Creston was third with 79. Lewis Central was fourth. Atlantic had 72 points for fifth place overall. Atlantic had just a one winner last night, and that was Taylor McCready. She took the 3,000-meter event last night for the Trojans. Also at the Tri-Center Girls Trojan Relays, it was Trainer winning. They had 90 points, 86 for Logan Magnolia for second, 75 for AHSTW. They were third, Underwood fourth, and Tri-Center fifth. Among some of the area winners, Cora Comer of AHSTW took the 100-meter dash. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley, the champ in the 400 meters. Chloe Falcona of AHSTW wins the 800. Olivia Diggins of Loma wins the 100 hurdles. Heidi Hall of AHSTW grabbed the 1,500-meter title. Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center wins the 3,000. The 400-meter hurdle title goes to Chloe Gregory of Trainer, while Lauren Shapcott of Underwood grabbed the discus championship. Sienna Black of Trainer won the high jump. Olivia Diggins of Loma wins the long jump. Audubon's Melissa Deist grabbed the shot put title. In the relays, Trainer wins the 4x1. AHSTW captures the 4x2 title. 4x4 title went to Underwood. Underwood also won the 4x8. Logan Magnolia grabbed the shuttle hurdle relay and the distance medley relay last night. Nottoway Valley boys hosting a meet last night as well in Greenfield. It was Mount Air winning the team title with 92 points. Pleasantville was second with 90. Green County with 83 was third. I-35 was fourth. Nottoway Valley placed fifth in their own meet last night. Among some of the winners here in our region, Cooper Nally of Bedford took the 400 meters. Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley, a winner in the 1,600 meters and the 3,200 meters in last night's meet at Greenfield. Also last night, the Hap Merit Invitational held at Guthrie Center. In the final team standings in that meet last night, it was Madrid winning the title with 81 points. Underwood, the runner-up, was 77. Van Meter was third. Woodward Academy, fourth. Earlham placing fifth in that meet. Audubon, CAM, ACGC, Exira, EHK, Trainer, all among some of the teams participating in that meet last night. Taking a look at a few of the champions individually, Justin Rosas of Underwood wins the 800 meters. Also, Noah Nelson of ACGC took the 3,200-meter run. Nolan Smith of Audubon wins the 110 hurdles in last night's meet. Also, locally, in the relay events, Underwood wins the 4x800. They also won the 4x400-meter relay last night. Trainer grabbed the shuttle hurdle relay title. CAM's Jacob Holste wins the boys' high jump, while Deshaun Carr of CAM, winner in the long jump last night. And Audubon's Joseph Zager was a winner in the discus event. Also at the Boyer Valley Invitational last night, it was IKM Manning winning that boys' meet with 123 points. Woodbine with 88 second. Boyer Valley, Maple Valley, and West Monona, the top four teams. Among some of those individual champions from the area, Alex Lingle of IKM Manning wins the 400-meter dash. Nathan Blankman of IKM Manning wins the 800 meters. Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning wins the 1,600. Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia was the champ in the discus event. Jared Johnson of IKM Manning wins the high jump and the long jump events last night. IKM Manning also grabbed the 4x400-meter title. Riverside, a winner in the sprint medley relay last night. Fremont Mills hosting Last Chance Invitational last night. And on the boys' side, it was Fremont Mills winning the team title with 119 points. Sydney Southwest Valley East Mills and Stanton, the top five teams. Among some of the individual winners, Mason Venata of Fremont Mills took the 100-meter dash. Tristan Venata of Fremont Mills, the 200. Colton Hauschild of Fremont Mills wins the 800 meters. Drake Johnson of Stanton, a winner in the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdles. Keegan Day of Stanton wins the 1600-meter run. Hunter Poston of Southwest Valley, the discus. Christian McEwen of Southwest Valley wins the high jump. Jacob Webb of Southwest Valley grabbed the shot put title. Southwest Valley also got relay wins last night in the 4x100, the 4x200. Fremont Mills wins the 4x4, the 4x8, and also the sprint medley relay titles last night. On the girls' side, it was Fremont Mills winning there with 135 points. Southwest Valley, 91 points for second. Sydney, East Mills, and Essex, the top five. Among some of the area winners, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills wins the 400-meter dash. She also won the 1,500 meters. Charlie Adams of Griswold was the champ in the 3,000-meter run. Schraft also won the 400-meter hurdles title. Kendra Fichter of Fremont Mills wins the discus. Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills grabbed the high jump championship last night. Also, Kendra Fichter of Fremont Mills takes the shot put. In the relays, Fremont Mills wins the 4x100 in the shuttle hurdle relay events last night. Stanton grabs the 4x200-meter relay. East Mills wins the distance medley relay. Now, another high school sports locally last night, the Atlantic Boys golf team came out on top, winning the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championships in Carroll. The Trojans shot a 295 total to beat out second-place Kemper Catholic by four strokes. They shot 299. Glenwood was third with a 303 total. Lewis Central and Harlan round out the top five. Kyle Reno led the way with a 69 yesterday. He was the runner-up medalist in the meet after coming up short in a playoff with Glenwood's Ryan Leith on the first playoff hole. That win makes Atlantic back-to-back Hawkeye 10 Conference Championships. Other members of the Atlantic team include Matt Gearhart, who was fourth overall and a first-team all-conference finisher. Ben Reno shot 75 for seventh overall, a second-team all-conference finisher. Braden Smith also shot 79. Mason Gergen, an 82, Austin Alexander, 85, to help out Atlantic's victory yesterday. On the girls' side, Atlantic's Alyssa Ginther is the Hawkeye 10 Conference Girls Golf Individual Champion after shooting a round of 79 Monday in Shenandoah. Atlantic finished third in the team race. Creston wins 357, Kemper Catholic at 380 was second, Atlantic 383 for third place. Ginther with that 79, a four-stroke win over Riley Driscoll of Creston, who shot 83 for runner-up medalist honors yesterday. Also for Atlantic, Bailey Newell placed sixth overall, shooting a 91. Hannah Alf also shot 98 yesterday for Atlantic. Well, the Bowyer Valley Girls and Exira EHK Boys golf teams came away with Rolling Valley Conference Golf Championships yesterday in Carroll. On the girls' side, Bowyer Valley with a 393 total. The champs, Cam 426 for second, Exira EHK third at 443. Sammy Jotty of Cam wins her second straight Rolling Valley Conference Championship, shooting a low round of 82. J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK shot 90 for second place. Anna Puck of Bowyer Valley and Abby Miller of BV were third and fourth. Erica Stender of Cam shot 94 for fifth place. On the boys' side, Exira EHK with a 366. The champs, Cam 378 for second. Bowyer Valley 383 for third place. Tyler Cup of Cam was the individual medalist, shooting an 81, while Everett Carroll of Exira EHK was the runner-up at 83. Ben Tibkin of Cam shot 86 for third. Grant Kankel of Lynn Ralston was fourth, and Will Carroll of Exira EHK shot 87. Good for fifth overall in that meet yesterday. Also in high school golf and girls action, it was Audubon over Tri-Center, 212 to 240. Jasmine Turner of Audubon, the medalist, with a 43. Underwood beat AHSTW, 202 to 240. Rachel Teton of Underwood with a 45 was medalist. Lexi Knopp of AHSTW shot 46 for the runner-up. Riverside beat IKM Manning, 219 to 235 in girls golf. Alyssa Brink of Riverside, the medalist in that meet, with a 55. In boys golf, IKM Manning defeated Riverside 177 to 207. Kyler Rasmussen of IKM shot the low round of 40, was medalist. Jared Henkelman of IKM Manning also shot 40 for runner-up. Also in the boys, it was Tri-Center over Audubon 184 to 186. Dylan Obermeyer of Audubon was medalist, shooting a 41. Trevor Carlson of Tri-Center shot 43. He was runner-up. In girls tennis yesterday, it was Shenandoah over Atlantic 9-0. Boone over Kemper Catholic 7-2. Thomas Jefferson winning over Omaha Northwest 9-0, and Abraham Lincoln beat St. Albert 5-4. In girls' tennis, Atlantic over Shenandoah 9-0. Make that boys tennis. It was Atlantic 9-0 over Shenandoah. Denison beat Lewis Central 8-1. Boone over Creston 7-2. Harlan beat Thomas Jefferson 9-0 yesterday. In high school soccer, in girls action, it was Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC beating Atlantic 4-1. St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 3-0. Thomas Jefferson beat Harlan 9-0. Sioux City West over Denison 2-0. In boys soccer, Lewis Central beat Denison 4-0 and Harlan over Underwood 5-0. And Atlantic Cam wrestler John McConkie added another title to his resume over the weekend by winning the 285-pound division at the state freestyle wrestling tournament at Southeast Polk High School. McConkie defeated Caleb Reeves by fall at 213 in the championship match. He'll now move on to the USA National Junior Freestyle Wrestling Tournament in July in Fargo, North Dakota. McConkie won the 285-pound title in the Class 2A State Wrestling Tournament this winter, and he will be wrestling this fall at UNI. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.